For over 30 years, Serta Pro Painters has been part of countless memories. Every wall tells a story, and we've been proud to help write them. We are more than just your local painters, with care, craftsmanship, and certainty. From the first brushstroke to the final smile, our promise is simple. Your home, beautifully painted and worry-free. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy. Get started today at SertaPro.com. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at SertaPro.com.
This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Hour number two kicks off here, The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane, David Nason, and joining us this hour, Matt Hefter from Serta Pro Painters. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. The sun's been shining. We've been outside a little bit. Yeah. This past week has been kind of like a teaser. Hopefully it sticks around for a while. But does that get you guys going busy as people get outside and start looking at their house?
Yeah. You know, it's the like last week, that first like warm weekend, people start thinking about, should I grill this weekend? And then they start picking up sticks around the yard. And it's a good time to walk around the exterior home and just see if there's any paint flaking. As we've talked about in previous shows, you just want to make sure that you got any bare wood, you want to get that covered. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a touch-up or if it's a full paint job, you can give Serta Pro a call. We can certainly help you.
Yeah, or if any damage occurred or something.
Rotted try to get wood,
yeah. Yeah, because you guys do that as well. You're not just throwing some paint on it. You'll actually fix things, too.
Yep, we always say full service. We paint anything, carpentry, we'll help you out with whatever we can help you out with. And the only thing we don't paint, as Tom used to even say, is we don't paint toenails.
Yeah, right.
The Serta Pro Painters is kind of a misnomer these days. It's probably started as just painters, right? And now you guys are doing everything. Like, if you go to your website, there's so many things you can help people with.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, it's been over 20 years, you know, we've been in the market. And, you know, I remember my daughter going door to door in Wauwatosa and just asking people, you know, if they had any front doors I could paint for $50. I just wanted to get a sign in the yard. And here we are. 20 years later, and you know, we're painting and drywall and plaster and carpentry and garage floors. There's anything with coatings.
We even do EIFS repairs.
Yeah, EIFS repairs to a certain extent. Drive it and anything connected to coatings in the paint job. So, you know, obviously, if you want your whole house sided, we know who to call. But for Serta Pro, you know, we have to repair wood, you know, and we want to make sure we repair the wood. Otherwise, the paint's not going to bond.
Right. Right. I tell people, you got wood siding, probably one of the easiest types of siding to deal with damage from a standpoint, because you just rip out a piece of siding. Well, you want to do it gently, but you can just pull out that piece of siding and get a new one, cut a new piece in there, back prime it, whatever you're going to do, put it in, nail it, caulk it, paint it. You're done. It's a little tougher sometimes to repair vinyl and aluminum sidings. You know,
so aluminum's the worst.
Yeah.
It's so easy to kink when you're trying to take it off.
Yeah, right.
But when it comes to painting, if it's in good shape,
aluminum
probably one of the best things to.
Well, we've addressed painting steel siding through the years, aluminum siding. Sometimes people are concerned, well, you know, there's these dings around the doors and stuff like that. We've even gone as far as to bondo those and get those to look nice and smooth. Because usually there's not a whole lot of dings up above or around the house. Mm-hmm. It's around the doorways, the garage doors, the trim pieces. And so if we're going to paint it anyways, you know, you might as well make some of those dents and dings repairs go away first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then a lot of people, I remember in the earlier years, people just didn't know you could repaint it.
Sure.
You know, and you can paint everything. I mean, you got to be careful with vinyl when you paint vinyl.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want to paint dark, rich blue over a white vinyl, because it'll actually take on the heat and it'll expand. And that can create warping and things like that. But traditionally, if you're staying around the same color schemes and you're not imposing more heat but a lighter color, we've even painted a lot of vinyl homes.
Yeah. But allowing you to paint just about anything, is it because of the evolution of these bonding primers, I think you've called them? I mean, that stick to things?
even the paint systems themselves. But yes, the bonding primers, the paint systems, the technology has advanced a lot. It's probably advanced more in paint than even like our cell phones. I mean, your picture's a little better, yeah. Your device is a little sure. smaller, but paint technology is really evolved. And I think a lot of that is because they were really reliant on oils. Mm-hmm. With the acrylic technologies, it's got a higher bond rate yeah. than the oils. You know, oils are good for like soaking into the wood and bonding, sure. whereas think of acrylics and latexes are about grabbing on and yeah. bonding.
Not that we'd ever use it again, but was lead a really good?
Lead paint was amazing. No, it was. I mean, it's terrible.
Well, right. No, I that's what I'm
what
saying.
Are we talking
that's
about
what
here?
I'm saying. It was terrible. I mean,
it
for
was
people,
great
but
for battleships,
adhesion and things. You know, the bottom of your boat. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it served a purpose. It's just nobody knew the negative.
Right.
Effects
no,
it's
the same
paint.
Thing with asbestos. I mean, it's a bad yeah. thing for you, but it had an incredible amount of good uses. But yeah. I thought
I can only imagine. Again, I don't have the data on this, but I can only imagine that today's acrylics have surpassed
that
probably
but paint. for the time it served its purpose yeah.
and we deal with that a lot yeah. I mean in the Milwaukee area there was you know a lot of lead paint
yeah. All the schools that had to yep, close to get them cleaned up.
So, I mean, we are lead safe certified in the state of Wisconsin, also lead safe, you know, EPA lead certified across the border in Illinois. And we know how to properly handle those situations and make sure that there's not dust being created and we're collecting all those chips and things like that.
Excellent.
Matt's with us all this hour, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can find them at certapro.com. The Fix It Show. It's on WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Another Saturday, another time to talk fixing stuff. This hour, Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters on with us. You guys have any specials going on right now?
Yeah, actually starting shortly here, March 1st all the way through May 15th, we're offering 10% off. All projects that we do, painting and interior, exterior, and carpentry services, as well as our garage floors, coatings that we do. So it's our spring sale, and you know people should go ahead and get those estimates scheduled now, and they can take advantage of that 10% discount that we provide.
That's basically all residential work.
Yeah, all residential work that we do it mm-hmm. qualifies for the 10% off.
And if I were to reach out today, when is somebody getting back to me?
Well, you can do a couple things. You can reach out and give us a call, or you can go right to our website and schedule an estimate. You can schedule an estimate right online. I mean, there's appointments available usually within 2-3 days. In you know, get really busy, it might be 4-5 days, but we have. All of our estimators are available, and we do sharing, right? It's not just one person. You know, we have a lot of estimators in the area, and so we usually can get to people quickly.
I see the cars driving around.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The yellow car. It's like half yellow, white, half black, right?
White.
Like, yeah. White?
White.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Looks like a big banana being peeled.
Right. Yeah. And what's your coverage area? Did we talk about that?
Oh, man, everywhere TMJ covers for sure. We cover... basically, the at least minimally the lower half of Wisconsin, my CertaPro, and all the way down into northern Chicago. But CertaPro is nationwide. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to us in Arizona, give us a call.
Okay.
So you guys travel. If I'm out, I get an estimate, and I say, "Yep, let's do this." What are we booked out? 3 weeks, 6 months? Where are we?
Well, the temperatures, if it's exterior, we just want to make sure we have stable temperatures, you know, well above freezing so we can, you know, usually we're looking for, you know, with the coatings we use, we want that 50 degrees plus so paint's drying. You know, you're not sitting there watching paint dry forever. And, you know, we just – so usually really soon here. I mean, we had some days last weekend where – it got beyond 50 degrees. I mean, that's nice for a small little get a quick project done.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's right around the turn of March and April is when everything gets really
busy. So now the
really
interior
busy.
Stuff's going on. So if people want to get some interior work done, it's a good time to
get that done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right now is the time to call. We're still scheduling for interiors before spring hits. And in the painting business in Wisconsin specifically, it's just imagine this avalanche that as soon as March 15th to right around April 1st. It's just this unleashed 70% of our volume of business just rings the phone. And so right now, if you want to get on the early bird schedule, now's a great time to get an estimate, get that discount, and get your project scheduled. Even if you don't want to do it until later, you'll get priority scheduling.
Besides just the fact that I want to change the color of my room, is there any reason I should paint? What am I looking for?
It'll make your wife happier. That's a good question, Dave. That's a starter. at my house gets painted when my wife says we need to paint our house.
Right?
And then she smiles, she's happy, and then I'm happy. So, there's different things like kitchen cabinets. Some people are like, oh, we're going to rip out the kitchen cabinets. Okay, well, that's $50,000
for a kitchen
remodel.
We just heard from somebody that said it was $200,000 for her cabinets she got.
Wow.
What?
I want to go to that
Packer
party.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. So there's, it can be just you might still have wood grain cabinets and you want to paint the cabinets like we've been painting this year. Several projects where we painted them tricorn black and to a little higher sheen. And you wouldn't think, but when you look at the modernness of the home, it was like more of like a rustic modern home. And then when the kitchen cabinets went from the wood, where there was a lot of wood, like wood beams and wood mantles, there was a lot of wood already in the house, and you went to black on the kitchen cabinets, it looks so cool.
Do you paint the interiors also?
You can, but a lot of them are like melamine and different products. So best thing for them is to just pull out the shelves, and if you use the right cleaners, you can get them really, really clean.
Yeah.
And we don't focus on doing the shelves because everything the reason they're melamine is when you put your dishes down, otherwise it's going to stick.
Right.
Yeah. So it's typically the exterior of the cabinets, both sides of the doors. The inside edge and the lip. Everything that was wood would get painted to whatever color you choose, blue, black, white, whatever. But we're doing probably like right now over this winter season, we're probably doing 3 to 5 kitchen cabinet jobs a week.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's a big number.
Well, it's Wisconsin. I mean, we're wood central, so there's just a ton of wood cabinets to be painted. So much.
Serta with a C, C-E-R-T-A Pro. CertaPro.com is the website. Matt's with us for another 40 minutes or so, so make sure you get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ's The Fix-It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Back here with Matt Hefter from Serta Pro Painters. CertaPro.com is the website. Text came in and it just said, do you guys stain decks? But here's the scenario. I'm shoveling my deck all winter long, getting the snow off, and I've just scraped the crud out of that. Can you fix it?
Absolutely.
What if I gouged it? No.
Well, it depends on how much you got.
But if I scraped it up, you guys can come in and clean it up and restain.
We could replace a board if it was really gouged, which, I mean, come on, you shouldn't be shoveling your deck that aggressively.
You shouldn't be.
Maybe with a plastic shovel.
Yeah.
not that
but
metal
no,
scraper you're using.
Again, Wisconsin, we only get so much time to enjoy our outdoors, and people love their decks, right? And so, we have a whole business on staining decks where it's – whether it's oiled. Like my deck is oiled, and I oil it with a smile on my face passionately every 2 years at the most. Sometimes I got to squeeze it in a little early. And there is nothing better when that deck dries and you put the furniture on it and it's just freshly stained and oiled. Oh. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it patinas over time, so it gets a little richer, a little darker over time. Whereas a lot of people also, they might have their deck. It's white or a pool deck or anything. We paint stained decks all over the place, and we're pretty good at it, including from a carpentry standpoint, if we've got to replace a board here or there, which does happen.
How often should you be doing this?
Decks in Wisconsin, if you get 2 years out of your deck, that's pretty good. If you go 3 years, it's probably already showing some signs. It's a horizontal surface. Mm-hmm. The example I would say is Wisconsin will, our elements will take back will take back your deck if you don't keep it clean. You know, you've got to think about it like There's, you know, birds doing their thing on your deck. There's just like snow and ice and expansion and contraction
and shovels
and with steel edges. Yeah. There's so much that happens with the deck that, you know, the coating to stay on that deck long term is, you know, every couple years. It's usually 2 to 3 years. Yeah. That you get out of your deck.
And do you have a similar opinion about how you prefer to see siding stained versus painted? You would rather see a deck stained versus painted?
Yeah, we see the mistake happen with customers that sometimes, you know, I mean, it's great they take on a project themselves, and then we see that, you know, there's this thick coating. And we're like, did you stain your deck or paint it? They're like, well, you can't stain a deck. You got to paint it. And then, no, you should have stained it. You want something that is penetrating into the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, sometimes we get into a situation, you can tell really quickly, because what will happen is they start to build up the mill thickness, and then it just starts to come off, and like you can peel it off in sheets. And that's okay. We can remove it and strip it really easy, and you can start from scratch. So I like staining decks. I think painting a deck is a great way to get your first deck job to last that 3 to 4 years, but it's going to fail, and it's going to fail catastrophically.
Yeah, right.
How do people get in touch with you?
They can schedule an estimate if they'd like to do that right online at www.certapro.com. They can also give us a call at 1-800-GO-CERTA. We're open. Our call center is open 7 days a week to take phone calls.
CERTA with a C. Matt is with us for another half hour. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. We now go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
David and Dayton. One guy knows what the heck he's talking about. We'll let you figure out which one it is. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
We're into our second half hour with Matt Hefter from CERTA Pro Painters. CERTAPro.com is the website. You can check them out there. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line if you have questions for us.
So we got a text that said, I heard you earlier saying you do garage floors. What type of floor systems do you use? And I know you do garage floors because you did my front porch, which was all rusty and I had some pitting in it and everything. So the porch looks great. I know you don't do driveways and everything, but you do garage floors.
Yeah, it's been a big part of our business for coming up on probably a decade now. The main thing is in Wisconsin, we come into our garages with our vehicles, and there's so much salt that just comes off of the roads. And what it does is it starts to deteriorate and pit your concrete. So we get a lot of people that say, hey, can you, you know, fix this? And so we come out there, and we certainly can not only just grind the garage floor, but all that pittedness or cracks, we can chase out the cracks. And we use a product called Fortification that we lay down. It cures very fast within 30 minutes, and then we can grind it with diamonds.
Wow.
So we grind the whole garage floor, and then we go in with a broadcast system. We use, you know, a lot of companies will use either epoxies, but it's a multi-day process, a little bit more expensive. Or we use a one-day technology, and it's got a little bit higher bond, so a polyspark system that we can broadcast chip into. The one thing is that I love seeing the face of the customers when the project is done, because you take a garage floor that looks a little bit like a beaten, you know, beaten up war machine here, and then you put in a new garage floor, it looks like they have a brand new floor.
Yeah.
And there's decorative colors. We have all kinds of different chip flake systems and colors that people can choose from. And they just look beautiful. I mean, I have my own garage done and working on snowmobiles or whatever I'm doing in the garage and tinkering around like I'm sure a lot of people are doing today. You know, it's just nice to have a very clean surface. You lay down and you're working on, you're changing your oil on your John Deere tractor, whatever. It's nice to have a clean surface. I literally mop. I mop my garage floor. Like, who does that? But it's just nice. And we got a ping pong table out there. And then if I, you know, have the guys over and, you know, we're you know, drinking good whiskey and playing poker, we just go out to the garage because, you know, we don't want to annoy my wife. So the garage can be a multi-use space. And,
right.
And so they've been selling like hotcakes for literally a decade.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because we've been getting these little 1-inch, 2-inch snows throughout January, December here. I have more salt on my garage floor this year than I think I've ever seen. It's like somebody just took salt blocks and crashed them on my floor. I'm like, how do I get rid of this?
And what's important is the coating that we put down on your garage floor, this decorative coating, it serves a purpose too, is that that salt will dry up on top of it where you can just wipe it up instead of it soaking into your concrete and deteriorating your concrete and creating that pittedness.
The concrete's porous, so it's going to absorb it.
Yeah. It'll seal it. So it's got a functional benefit in addition to, you know, the cleanliness and just having a nice looking garage floor.
So you mentioned you use polyaspartic. I mean, can we talk about that a little bit? I'm going to put a polyurethane floor coating or an epoxy coating on it.
Polyurea, epoxy, polyaspartics. Our system that we install is a 20-year warranty. You're not going to beat a 20-year warranty. The epoxies a lot of times have a very low, much lower warranty just because of in Wisconsin, you have a lot more expansion and contraction that can take place. You might lose some bond and things like that. But in this environment, even a good epoxy done the right way, the right thickness, mill thickness applied can be functional and work. But you got to make sure you get the right mill thickness down.
Did I remember you saying that dries like hard, but the polyaspartic is
more
somewhat
flexible? Yeah. You can
dent it if you...
Yeah. You drop something on an epoxy floor or a concrete floor, you risk it cracking or chipping. You could drop steel balls right on my garage floor, and it's going to bounce a couple times, but it's not going
to damage it.
It's not going to cause an impact,
All right. Okay. And then the care, like you said, you just mop it.
I mean, in spring, if it's really bad, it was a bad winter, I might start with my, you know, pressure wash and just for fast reasons, just get it all pushed out the door. But usually I give it a good mop once or twice a season, and it looks like a brand new floor.
If you have drywall, I mean, not everybody's got drywall or finishes on all of their walls. Do you ever go up the wall a little bit to kind of create a mop board?
You can. It just depends. A lot of the drywalls, a lot of times, sit on the sill. So we'll chip the sill, and the garages are always typically pitched. So it's not like you go into like a bathroom and put a chip system like we do that on you know Fiserv and different commercial clients that we have, but it's in certain garages you can do it where it looks good.
Yeah.
If it doesn't look good, we'll at least minimally chip the sill so it does come up at least, you know, 3 inches at the one side of the garage and then only an inch with the pitch and everything, but it still looks really nice.
Because a lot of times you see the drywall gets wet or something when all that water and that snow comes off and just one more area.
If there's drywall that comes down really close to the garage floor, we can actually install a 6-inch cove base and chip it right up the 6-inch cove base or a transition strip and chalk a line.
Then, of course, after you do this beautiful garage floor, now if it wasn't before, you got to paint the garage too.
Well, that's the thing with projects. It always starts with one.
Right.
Got to start somewhere. Might as well start with the floor.
And Matt knows a guy that could paint for you as well.
Absolutely.
Serta Pro Painters on with us. A couple more segments left. 855-616-1620. If you have questions, check them out at certapro.com. Thanks for listening to the Fix It Show today.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for listening this morning, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Matt Hefter from Serta Pro Painters, Dayton Kane and David Nason here with you. You guys have done both of our bathrooms, not only just painting them, but we had some drywall issues that needed to be attacked, and you did the orange peel on them,
texture,
and then you painted.
Yep.
So they turned out, it like transformed both bathrooms, and it was very reasonable. Like, all of a sudden, it felt like a whole new bathroom, even though you were in there, I think, 2 days was for each bathroom. One day for one of them and two for the other.
Yeah, I mean, painting is one of probably the most affordable home improvements you can do. If you think about replacing kitchen cabinets and you know, flooring, or you look at, you know, siding or whatever it may be, these are major investments. Painting, I mean, you can paint a room, and the next year, if you don't like the color, paint it again and not even really balk an eye at it, because it's really not that expensive to, you know, change color on the interior home or exterior home. So, for Serta Pro, I mean, I think that's why we do so much volume, is that literally I think people are pleasantly surprised on when they get the proposal. They're like, oh, wow, we thought it would be more. And So it's yeah. I think it's important.
As a sales guy, that's got to be nice to hear. Wow, I thought it was going to be more.
Well, I mean, literally out of all our appointments, we're approaching nearly 70% of all customers on the residential side just say yes with us. Yeah. I mean, and you think about that. We have identified that about 20 to 25% either do the project themselves or don't do it at all that year. So we're really just losing a little bit. I mean, there's not a lot. And I think it's because it's an affordable price. We have the reputation. We've been around for so many decades. And people know that if something goes wrong, because things happen, you paint thousands and thousands of homes, something can go wrong. We'll always take care of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think in my world of what I do, painting and caulking are always talked about in the phrase of maintenance. We got to, you know, paint and caulk. Those are maintenance items. Those are maintenance items, whether it's got to be repaired or something like that. And those are just something that is a responsibility of a homeowner. And I think what you're talking about is getting people to realize that this is a really affordable way of doing what you said as a home improvement, not just maintaining. I mean, everybody we talk about on the show, you know, there's no such thing as maintenance free. You always got to maintain things. But it's really not only that, you're actually doing something to improve the value of your home beyond the maintenance.
You know what else? When you guys did our bathrooms, it added more light to our bathrooms by painting, because we had this flat gray paint in both the bathrooms. And then we went with a little bit of a sheen and a lighter color, and suddenly both of them felt so much more bright without changing a light bulb.
Did you look better in the mirror?
I did look way worse because I could see myself better. I'm like, whoa, what happened? No, but so there's a lot of reasons to paint besides I have to paint.
Yeah.
You know?
Interior is for design. It's for color. It's for
emotion.
Yeah, I mean, our slogan is be happy. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, you know, if you're sitting in your living room this morning listening to the show, look around.
Yeah.
I mean, does the room make you happy? If it doesn't, change the color and let us make, you know, whether it's the color and it's maybe the carpet. Life's too short. Yeah. Be happy.
Right.
You know? Well, and for what you're paying for paint at the stores these days, having these guys come in with their bulk discount paint deals they have, it's almost not much more than me going to buy the paint and then having to spend a whole weekend trying to tape and figure it out. I'm not good at this. I don't do it every day.
Right.
You guys come in, it's done, you're on your way, and I have a brand new bathroom or a brand new living room, and I didn't have to lift a finger, and it cost me very little more than doing it myself.
Yeah.
Everybody's time is valuable.
It's true.
You know, go do stuff that you enjoy or that you're good at. And let the pros do what they're good at.
Yeah. And, I mean, let's face it. The world is changing. There's a lot of times two people working in the home. Everything has changed. You know, you go back generationally, 40 years ago, and there's most of the Milwaukee blue collar. There's no way I'm, you know, going to hire somebody to paint my house. That has all changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are buying homes at 30 years old, 32 years old. And whereas, you know, when I bought my first home, I would have never considered hiring somebody. Everyone is just saying, my time is worth more.
Right.
I am going to hire a professional that's going to do it the right way. And I don't want any mistakes. I want it to look good.
You find them at CertaPro.com, or the number is
1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C.
CERTA with a C. One more segment to go. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Making it a great Fix It day. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. We have Matt from CertaPro on with us, wrapping up this hour. We've talked a lot about painting. You guys pretty much paint everything but toenails, as you like to say. So, and a lot more. You guys do a lot of different things. We had mentioned earlier there's a special coming up. What is that?
For all our residential customers, it's 10% off all painting projects. And that special starts March 1st through May 15th. So that's coming up quickly. Anybody who wants to get scheduled, though, we can still honor that discount. If you want to call us right now, you got a little time left before March 1st starts. Get your estimate. Get on the schedule. In Wisconsin, we've got 7 months of exterior painting, so you want to get on the schedule early to make sure that your home gets scheduled before you know, summer hits and you don't have to worry about a paint project. You can just sit back and relax.
Right. So that's a residential. You do a fair amount of commercial work, though, too.
Yeah, we do a lot of commercial work, too, all around the areas. I mean, you would be surprised, you know, condos, whether it's common halls and balcony projects, you know, swing staging projects, high lifts. I mean, we've been up on 125-foot boom lifts. I mean,
wow.
We do pretty, like I said, everything but toenails. Yeah. So we have a whole – Wisconsin's like the second largest food-producing state. So we do a lot of urethane cements and food plants for coatings for the floors. There's not much we don't do when it comes to coatings these days.
Okay.
So –
so with the little bit we have left, this is a Fix-It show. So if I'm going to tackle a painting project, what's the most important thing I should look at?
You should look at your computer and schedule an estimate with CertaPro. Because, hey, I love painting. There are a few people that can honestly look me in the eye and say painting is therapeutic. Painting's hard.
It is.
And, you know, I'm 50 years old, and crawling up a ladder when you're 50, there's a rung. Like, you lose what is a rung a year for every year you're past 35 or something. You start getting up. You know, my brother was telling me about this, you know, and he's older, he's like 55, and he has always painted his own projects, but he goes, I can't do this anymore. And he's crawling up the side of his house on a, and that was only, I think, a 16-foot ladder. Some of our guys are going up, you know, 32 to 40-foot ladders.
I was going to say, the tallest ladder I have is 22 feet. Yeah. I won't go up, but that's still pretty high that I'm climbing the ladder. I'm a couple of years older than you, too.
So painting, if painting's therapeutic for you, jump on in and do it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a very affordable thing to call CertaPro and have CertaPro do it. And you can just sit back and relax and be happy.
And again, no matter if you're listening to WTMJ on the radio or if you're on an app or a website somewhere, CertaPro is nationwide. So reach out.
Everywhere in the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah. And Canada.
And Canada. Even in Montreal and Ontario, if you're listening. Right.
So if somebody's hiring you, though, and they're kind of watching me, you don't want somebody. But it's all about the prep work, isn't it?
Prep work, especially on exteriors. And I would say like millwork on interiors when we do our kitchen cabinets. I mean, we sand the cabinets really good to make sure that you get a nice dull finish. And then we put a bonding primer on there. So, yeah, it's very important to do the prep work when it's on exteriors, caulking, making sure that, you know, there's not penetrations of water being able to get in. And then, obviously, a light sand goes a long way, you know, provided that, you know, your home doesn't have lead on it. That's a different story. But I would say prep work is definitely the most important piece. Sure. It takes most of the time.
Yeah.
Always good to have you on the show, Matt.
Definitely. Good to see you.
Great. Good to see you guys again.
Right.
Good luck with the spring rush. Right. Now's the time to get everything going.
Have a good rest of the weekend.
We're done. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Coming up next, it is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.